Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. Yesterday, I began a message on Psalm 116. What shall I render unto the Lord? That's a question the psalmist was asking, and that's something when we contemplate and meditate upon God's goodness to us, our relationship with Him, is there anything we could possibly do to bring joy to His heart? Well, this psalm talks about four benefits that He gives to us, and then I'll be sharing all from this psalm, the seven things that we can render unto the Lord. And so I pray that you're as blessed as I have been in preparing and sharing this message with you. So yesterday we learned, what are His benefits? Well, He tells us in verse 2, He hath inclined His ear unto me. God listens to our prayers. As I said yesterday, sometimes God answers yes, no, or not right now. But He's always listening. He knows our deepest heart's needs as well as the cries, the prayers that we offer Him. And the second thing, the benefit that He gives us, because this is a question in verse 12, it says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of His benefits unto me? He's asking a question. He realizes how good God has been to him. And when we realize how great His love is for us, each one of us personally, and what sacrifice it costs the heart of God and Jesus to come into this world and suffer and die for us so that we could be restored to fellowship with God, that it required the death, as we see under the Old Testament, of a perfect sacrifice, a perfect lamb, a perfect goat, and none of us was perfect. And so that's why Jesus had to become the Son of Man, born into the world without blemish, without sin. He never sinned, and He always completely, faithfully fulfilled the will of His Father. But He has given us deliverance from death, and that there's some indication in this psalm that there could have been physical suffering, a serious physical situation that could have ended in death, but it's much broader than that. In verse 8, he says, thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Verse 3, the sorrows of death compass me. Now, obviously, that could be physical sickness, to the extent that he was despairing perhaps even of life, or it could be other kinds of death that are very painful. Death of a vision, perhaps. Death of a relationship. Death and loss of a loved one or a friend. There are many kinds of death that affect us, literally, relationship-wise, time-wise, different seasons in our lives. There's a lot of sorrow in and sometimes misunderstanding. We don't know what's going on, but our hearts are just hurting. You know, years ago, because I was going through a very difficult time, this is before I knew the Lord, and I don't know if the author was Elizabeth Barrett Browning, but I memorized a poem because it expressed what I was feeling. And she wrote, after great pain, a formal feeling comes. The nerves sit ceremonious like tombs. The stiff heart questions, was it He that bore and yesterday or centuries before? The feet mechanical go round a wooden way of ground or aught regardless grown, a quartz contentment like a stone. This is the hour of lead remembered if outlived as freezing persons recollect the snow. First chill, then stupor, then the letting go. And beloved, whatever pain you might be going through right now, let go of it, give it to the Lord. He knows everything about you. He knows all the details. When you have no one else, no listening ear, no shoulder to cry on, He's there for you. And He wants you to pour out your heart to Him. He understands, and He won't leave you in that place. He will bring comfort and strength and healing, even though at this moment you might feel there's no way that can happen. There's no restoration possible. There's nothing that can bring out of the tragedy, the sorrow, the intense pain you're going through, something redemptive. But beloved, no matter what kind of death it might be, death of a vision, a relationship, or even serious physical illness, which unless the Lord intervenes could result in death, beloved, we have this victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15:55 and 57 declares, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, whether it be spiritual death, eternal salvation with our God, physical death, or the circumstances, the life situations we go through in this earthly pilgrimage, God delivers from death. Death is sad. God never meant for death to be in the world, but that was the punishment for sin. He said, the day that you sin, you will die. He told that to our first parents. And they didn't die right away, but spiritually they lost that fellowship. They died in that type of relationship, that closeness of relationship that they had with God because of sin. All right, so what does God do? He hears our prayers. He inclines His ear unto us, verse 2. He delivers us from death, verse 8. Thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. He also gives us the wisdom that not only the comfort from and salvation from those tears, but He prevents us from slipping and falling. He keeps us on the straight and narrow path. He gives us, point number 3, bountiful treatment. Where does He say that? In verse 7. Return unto thy rest, O my soul. Obviously, His soul had not been at rest. His soul had been tormented, had been grieved. Tears had been His portion. But He says, look what God has done. God has answered my prayer. He loves me. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord hath dealt bountifully with me. And beloved, out of His own fullness and an infinite mercy and grace, He has supplied for all of our needs. That's the blessing, the beauty of the new covenant. He meets all of our needs according to His riches in glory. How many are our needs? How various are they? How infinite it seems? Well, according to His riches in glory, beloved, He will meet our needs. Maybe not exactly in the time we want, or even how we want, but He knows best. His love and wisdom are unsurpassed. Remember in Luke, the 15th chapter, verse 22 to 23, when the prodigal son, he was in the pig's pen, but he finally came to himself. Well, he said, I will return to my father. And he said, when he saw his father ran to see him. He'd been looking all that time, waiting for him to return. He said, I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But what did the father do? He said, bring forth the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry. For my son who was lost has returned, who was dead is now found. Beloved, how God has been so gracious to us. We learn about the grace of God in this psalm. Verse 6 says, the Lord preserveth the simple I was brought low, and he helped me. How many of you can testify of that very thing? Think back. You might not be going through a real difficult time right now. Some of you really are. But hear the word of the Lord. Either remember what God has done or be encouraged with what the word of God says. I was brought low and he helped me. He doesn't say how he helped him, but he helped. And God knows what best help you need. Praise God. The Lord preserveth the simple. I was brought low, and he helped me. The simple, who are those? Well, I guess we all qualify, don't we? Those who lack of wisdom, or perhaps a lack of experience, exposes them to danger and harm. So what does God do? He comes to our aid. Although we may not have the details of what the psalmist is writing about, God removed the source of his anxiety, and he can cease from his labors with peace of mind and heart. Verse 8, what does that say? For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. Praise God. Instead of death, life is his experience. Instead of eyes full of tears, he's able to fix his eyes upon the Lord as his guide and teacher. Instead of stumbling feet, he has a sure walk, which is characterized by direction and obedience to God. Genesis 17:1, Abraham at that point in time was 99 years old, but the Lord appeared to him and said, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me. And be thou perfect. Praise God. Well, my time has flown. I don't know if you're being blessed by the psalm as I am, but if you are, I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. Should you miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast there. But I want you to know it's a privilege, it's a joy to share the word of the Lord with you. And I pray for you every day, my radio family. No matter where you are, if you're listening to this broadcast, I'm praying for you, as even though you've never written, as part of my spiritual family, and of course, my dear partners who regularly correspond and share their prayer requests with me. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.